everybody. This is the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show, 100% guaranteed to be less boring than the crap they played before us. My name's Alon, and we've also got Nate.
Hello.
And Tracy in the studio tonight.
Hey, what's up?
And of course, Andrew's manning the board as always, but he doesn't talk on the air. So here's what's coming up on the Chatterbox Show. Today, we have Julie Stoffer. Forgive me, it might be Stoffer. I'll find out later. She used to be on MTV's The Real World. Now she does a bunch of the MTV shows, Real World, Road Rules, competitions, that sort of thing. And she currently hosts for Electric Playground on G4 Tech TV. You may have heard of it or even seen it. So if you want to call in and talk to Julie yourself, she will be on a little bit later in the show. Our number is 602-277-KFNX. That's local for anyone in Phoenix area. If you're anywhere else in the country or Canada, you can call us on 866-536-1100. That's toll-free for all of you folks who aren't in Phoenix. 866-536-1100. Now, next week, we're going to have an interview with a couple of guys from The Behemoth. That's the company, the indie developer, who got picked up by O3 Publisher, and they created the game called Alien Hominid, which has actually been sort of like a low-key success. It was created originally for the for a computer, just in a flash type, but then...
Very fun game, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I've told. It actually looks really fun. Very colorful-ish. Anyway, yeah. I haven't...
All hand-drawn, actually, which was amazing.
That's part of it being very homebrew. So anyway, it got picked up and was put on the GameCube, the PlayStation 2, and is coming out for Xbox very soon. If it's not out already, I'm not even sure.
I don't believe it is, but it's coming.
It's on its way. They had some issues getting an Xbox Live ready. Anyway, very cool story, because it's indie to actual production, and I'm excited to talk to them. So tune in next week for that interview. So that's it for what's coming up. A lot of stuff's been happening this week.
Yeah, our good friend Jack Thompson from the Hot Coffee Debate, he's going after The Sims 2 now, because apparently, man, that game, I'm glad someone finally jumped on, because that rampant sexuality in that game, it's like a porno, pretty much.
Laying the hammer down. Now, this is the guy who's been yelling about Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
That's exactly right.
Well, one of the many guys.
In a statement that he made, he said, Sims 2, the latest version of the Sims video game franchise, contains, according to video game news sites, full frontal nudity, including nipples, penises, and labia, and pubic hair.
Now, all of my favorites, by the way.
that's the go-to list for me, by the way. But anyways, Jeff Brown, from Vice President of Corporate Communications, EA, said, well, they're pretty much like Barbie dolls. They don't got anything.
Yeah.
So no woo-woos and ho-hos.
No tatas and pee-pees. And
none of that good stuff.
Yeah, so Jack's just full of crap, which is really his style. It was funny, because one of the things he said, according to what I read on GameStop, or GameSpot, excuse
GameSpot,
me,
yes.
One of the things that Jack Thompson said was that EA is cooperating gleefully with the mod community to turn Sims 2 into a porn offering.
That's right.
The Sims. Tracy, you play that. I know I've got your copy.
I do not play The Sims.
I've got, well, your kids do. I've got your copy of The Herbs at my house right now.
Yes. I'm getting yelled at for that.
Yeah.
I used to have cyber sex on City of Heroes, so is he going to go after that next?
I was thinking, well, we called him last week and left a message, and I apologize to everyone. It was kind of a boring message, but I'm working on my on-air personality. Yeah, I got tingles. So I think we need to call this guy again. Maybe we could do like a weekly Jack Thompson calling.
And we could.
Remind me. Maybe the end of the show we'll do that.
Well, yeah, we'll think about it, yeah.
I want to invite him over to my house so he can play my naked hack of DOA.
Yeah.
And then have him go after that now.
I think really he should be going after my mother, because my mother created me, and I could take my clothes off in the middle of the street and be displaying pubic hair and penis.
Oh, man.
I could probably get labia from somewhere and put those out on the street for everyone to see. Right? And so it's my mom's fault, because she shouldn't have had me.
Yeah, let's go after moms.
Right?
Yeah. It's all women,
everything
I think.
It all leads
really.
To parents.
Every woman's going to go to jail soon.
Yeah, because they're kids. There's potential. And I think that gun makers also should be put in jail, because the guns potentially could hurt somebody.
Potentially, yeah.
And, well, there's a lot of things that could potentially hurt people. Pencils, for instance, jabbed into the neck at high speed.
That's happened to me before.
Yeah.
I
actually have a tattoo from a pencil attack.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's on my knee.
Wow, you'll have to show me that later, although I'm kind of scared.
Well, all I can say is bravo. It's about someone, you know, went after The Sims for the smut that it is.
Well, it's important.
It is.
But there's been no mention. We got a couple letters and emails and stuff about God of War. Apparently the game God of War.
Yeah, that has a lot of it.
Really successful on PS2. Do you know more about the sex scene in this game than I do?
I believe I do, but I saw it on, I think it was X-Play, and I wasn't sure what game it was. But I know they blurred it out a lot, so I figured, well, something must be going on.
Metal Gear 2. When Raiden's running around naked, I'm offended.
Yeah, well, he's covered in Johnson, though.
Yeah, but...
Which is really funny.
All you're doing is waiting for one hand slip.
You do see his butt crack.
Yeah.
But
that's offensive.
I guess in God of War, you don't have to enter any sort of crack or mod or code or anything. It's just in the game.
You don't
you
see it, though. That was a thing.
Well, no, there's lots of naked boobs, apparently.
Really?
That you see. But then, during the actual sex part of it, there's an interactive sex scene. It goes off camera, so you don't see what's happening. But you do interact with it. You do have to move the stick or press the button or whatever.
You can make the bed shake and the lamp fall over.
In rhythm. So there is an interactive game, and I think that's really what caught people off guard with Grand Theft Auto. It wasn't just that it's showing boobs or, like in BMX XXX, right, how you could have a naked bike rider or you could have the full-motion video of strippers in the game, right? But in GTA, it's interactive. You are actually having the sex there in the game. And apparently God of War does the same thing.
Just, I guess, a little classier. And because they don't show it.
It
as
just
much.
Didn't have the name Grand Theft Auto attached to it, that's all.
Well, I mean, again, being that it's interactive, but Kid Icarus, didn't that have some naked
boobs? Yeah, Kid
Icarus
has boobs.
Really?
Yeah.
I do not remember that.
It was like in the second to last level, right? There were the
I never made it that far.
I don't know the names of the different mythical creatures, but there was some flying bird, you know, half bird.
And
nobody's yelling about Kid Icarus. Nobody's yelling about Leisure Larry. There's all these other games that are just flat out. And nobody's yelling about Kid Icarus. Nobody's yelling about Leisure Suit Larry. There's all these other games that are just flat out, you know, but and they're rated mature. But here's the thing, too. We also saw Tycho from Penny Arcade pointed this out, that the description for what makes a game mature, it has, you know, violence, blood and gore, and possibly some sex stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then the adults-only rating was basically the same. It just said, for the violence, it said, like, prolonged violence. Or what? It was, like, almost the identical description, right? So what separates mature from adults-only? And apparently it's just the raving of lunatics in a public forum.
The very loud minority.
Yeah, like Hillary Clinton needs to say something, otherwise it'll just be a mature title.
I'm sorry. You still have to hack the game.
That's how the rest of us feel, man.
Yep.
Well, except
I Nate. Because I'm wrong. Playing the devil's advocate isn't good.
You weren't devil's advocate, dude. You were on his side.
For until we convinced him. We did a good job of convincing.
You guys took me under your wing and showed me the error in my judgment.
And then we showed him the naked hack, and then he was
I was like, oh, man, this is awesome.
This is
what
the
was
greatest
I thinking?
Thing ever.
I mean, it's pretty clear if you look at what Jack Thompson is screaming about, and if you look at his website, Stop Kill, which I still get a good laugh
which
out
has
of.
An ad on it, which I find very funny.
Well, you know what? I have to attribute him to bringing my attention to register.com, where I can register domain names for, like, $250 or something.
It's a public service.
Yeah. You know what? It probably is that register.com gave him the free website. For putting an ad up there.
Would not be
so,
surprised.
Anyway, my point is, it's clear that this guy's a total tool, and he's trying to make money off of this. But, I mean, maybe he really believes that he needs to be the video game watchdog. But, I mean, movies are just as bad, and they offer all sorts of... You know, you can get out your Barbie dolls, and you can have fake play sex scenes with your Barbie dolls, just like you can in a video game.
I've been trying to get my daughter to play video games, and I've been using The Sims. I'm thinking of suing EA now.
Yep.
I'm going to sue
you
EA.
You corrupted your daughter's mind, and you didn't know it?
Yeah. Granted, there's nothing
you could have
in
kept her from knowing what a penis was until she was 25.
Yeah, exactly.
But The Sims had to go ruin it for her.
I'm suing. Jack, call me, Jack. I'll be your first client.
I've got his phone number if you want. Oh, and don't get the wrong idea. He's had clients. All right, so that's our rant for this time of the day. I mean, it's all we've seen in the news lately, that it's this controversy sex minigame crap. And he hasn't brought up God of War yet, which is a little bit weird.
I'm sure that's going to be coming as soon as he finds out that game exists.
Let's call him and leave him the message and saying, hey, look into God of War.
It's just weird that you jump on EA. Like, I've always said, like, it's hard to find...
You go after the money.
Yeah.
Who has money? EA!
Yeah. It's hard to find me saying good things about EA, but what they did with The Sims, it was a good game. It increased people's, you know, social skills. It gets kids playing a game that isn't completely violent and just all about death and killing. Like, I think there's a lot of positives to that game.
Death and killing? Sex.
Oh, God forbid we should teach them about sexuality. Yeah.
We're not Europe here, people.
Yeah.
Andrew's, like, covering his ears. He doesn't want to hear this. This look on his face is... Andrew's our resident Republican. Look at him. He's all snappy dresser and everything.
I was amazed. I came in. I'm like, oh my God, Andrew. I haven't seen him this dressed up in a long time.
One of these days, we'll get him to actually put his voice on the air. He's too shy. All right.
Plus, the shirt's pink.
Yeah, here's our break. We've got Julie ready and waiting, Andrew. All right, good. So, Julie
Next
Sober
segment.
Will be on
She'll
the air
on.
In just a couple minutes. Call in or email your questions, whatever. 602-277-KFNX, or you can call internationally, sort of, 866.
We got listeners in Canada.
Yeah, 866-536-1100.
And
that's
everyone's named Adam up in Canada, if anyone didn't know.
Hey.
We got to go. We'll be right back, folks.
Hackers. They're everywhere, and I'm not talking about the kind trying to infect your company's website. No, you're under attack from the competition, stifling your research, preventing your career change, stopping you from having your own business or advancing your career. Make the University of Advancing Technologies graduate degree in technology your first line of defense in the fight against life's hackers. The Master of Science in Technology from UAT is unlike any other program around. Focus in customized areas like network security, artificial life programming, game studies, technology management, and e-commerce. UAT's program is accelerated. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in the high-tech field. It's really about creating thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology. Learn, experience, innovate at the only local private university totally immersed in technology. Click uat.edu. UAT.edu.
Hello, everybody. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio once again. Before we move on, I have to introduce everyone to UAT.edu, the University of Advancing Technology, where you can go to learn all about making video games on your very own.
Art, programming, all that good stuff.
Nate loves the place.
I'm having
anyway,
a love affair with that place.
So we're going to jump into our interview with Julie Stover. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But before we do, I have to say that when I called this wonderful girl to come on the show and talk to us about what she does in the video game industry, she was too busy playing Silent Hill to carry on like a normal conversation with me, and I instantly fell in love. I think a girl who's too busy playing games, wow, I love that. Anyway, Julie, I assume you're there with us.
I'm so flattered, and I feel bad because then the second time you called me today, I was playing Beyond Good and Evil, and so every time you call me, I seem to be the most rude person on the telephone.
No, see, I can tell you're not, but I really, like, we've talked about on this show before, one of the things I try to bring up, try to get stories of how people, like, lost loves because they were playing games, and I have a friend who, like, would talk on the phone with his girlfriends, because apparently girls like to talk on the phone a lot. And he was too busy playing Final Fantasy 3 and stuff, and that he said he lost a couple girls just because he was too busy playing games while trying to talk
sure.
to them. Yeah,
for sure, that's happened. That's destroyed our relationships with friends, family, loved ones, you know, it just happens. But the thing is, I try and be nice, like, I try and shut off my cell phone and just not take calls if I'm in the middle of a game, because you know how it gets. You're like, you're trying to talk to someone. It's kind of like eating on the phone. It's just rude. You know what I mean?
I can tell that right now you have a PlayStation 2 and an Xbox hooked up on either side of you with games going on each one.
I actually have my game on pause for this interview, so don't worry about it. No rush.
Well, I appreciate
it. I just
get
addicted, so.
All right, so.
I'm really not that bad. I swear, I actually do have a social life that I can maintain regular relationships. It's just tonight, you know, it's a Sunday night, not much else going on.
So. Yeah, well, the surprising part is that you are, you know, first of all, a girl and in the spotlight and someone who actually does like video games. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on the show. Because a lot of the stuff we see in the media on, you know, other shows that maybe I'll avoid mentioning just so I won't offend your TV station. you think a lot of the people are you know, just fake.
Idiots? Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of the things.
Hey, I have to live with the people. Go ahead and say it.
All right.
Can I say tool, then?
Yeah.
More of a good adjective. Sometimes. Anyway, so let's just start at the beginning. How did you, first of all, like, get in the spotlight? We know about MTV. And so sort of like jump in and how you got that and how that, you know, shifted into maybe the gaming industry, how you managed to get in that.
Well, I was going to college and I wasn't, I was a business major. And I don't know why, I just wasn't having a good time with it. And a friend of mine was going to this audition for some TV show on MTV, and I wanted to have lunch with her after, so I went along to the audition, and just, I don't know what it was about me, I guess I was a big enough freak to go on their show. They asked me to come in for a final interview with the producers, and they asked me to be on the show eventually after much interviewing. Hi, I'm on the phone. yeah, that's fine. Sorry, my brother. He wanted to know if he could turn off my game. Anyway, so I went onto the interview, got on the show, did the show. Afterwards, I had an agent from L.A., and keep in mind, I'm from Wisconsin, so I'm not much of a Hollywood kind of type, but I had this agent from L.A. call me up and say, hey, you know, I'd like to represent you, help you get some gigs, and I have this, because I had written on an MTV.com, you know, full website or something, a little profile about myself, and I mentioned in it that I like to play games. And the agent had seen it, and they call, oh, there's this video game show that's just kind of been going for a couple of years, they're looking for a female host. And at that time, this is before G4, this is before video games was even thought to be a television show, you know what I mean? Like,
the craziness.
Yeah, I was just like, oh my gosh, are you kidding? So, and especially to have a female host. And so I went and I auditioned, and I actually auditioned for Victor Lucas and Tommy Tallarico, who are the other hosts on the show, or at that time were the only other hosts on the show. And I interviewed Dave Perry. I don't know if you remember back when he was at Naughty Dog, and he was doing, you know, the cartoon, little, you know, not quite so Matrix, a little bit more cartoony stuff that they do over there. A good company, you know. But I interviewed with them. They liked me. And I guess that's how I got the Electric Playground gig. I've been with them for 5 years now. I've seen other hosts come and go, but I love the stuff. I love working with Tommy and Vic, and it just kind of, it actually feeds the MTV thing now because of the MTV Canada thing. I think MTV keeps calling me back on more and more challenges, you know, reality show stuff, because I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of into the television industry now, which is so strange because I had a business major. So
yeah, well, you know,
to me, I don't know.
I think anyone in the world would love to somehow fall into TV. And
yeah,
you managed to milk that as much as
you can. You know, I'm actually kind of jealous of what you guys do. I think radio is pretty cool.
You know what?
If we probably got paid as much as you did, it would be a lot better. But this is, I don't know, community service, or yeah. I don't know.
Well, we were talking about...
You know, at least you can walk into the studio, you know, looking like crap with your, you know, underwear hanging out of your pants and nobody cares.
I take offense. I try to look my best on the radio.
I believe everyone you said, told me that you didn't take a shower on the over here.
Everyone says I have a face for radio. Now, so you mentioned MTV, and one of the things I saw when I was reading some of the stuff on G4, another interview that you had provided for them, you said at the end, you were basically talking about how crappy some media is, and just going for the buck, and you say that, you know, just watch MTV to see what I'm talking about. And so it sounds like MTV was a good thing for you to do. Certainly I would love to get on the real world one day. That'd be fantastic. But so if you sort of point to MTV as an example of some of the things that are going wrong, like, how do you feel about the gaming industry and what the direction it's taking?
Well, as far as television goes, I absolutely bite the hand that feeds me, because I think MTV sucks, and I'm the first one to say it, and I don't watch my show. I'm probably the only person on The Real World that doesn't watch The Real World, and I actually got to a point where I refuse to watch it at all. Like, I've been on 5 shows for them. After my second show, I was disgusted, and I haven't watched any of these shows since. It's probably bad, because maybe I could learn, you know, something from the show. Maybe I should know that I should brush my hair a little more or wear different clothes. I just don't, you know, I just don't care about it. It's reality television, I feel like, is kind of the lowest level, you know, bottom feeder entertainment. And so I'm the first one to make fun of it, even though it is what kind of got me into the industry that I love, which is video games. And, you know, I'd never have the job that I have now without it. So I'm a complete hypocrite in that way. But I can't help it, because I hate MTV. I just think it's so boring, and I think the shows on it suck so much. MTV Canada is better, actually, because they do actually try and put a little bit of, you know, something interesting into their programming. It's not all, you know, stupid crap like Sorority Girls and Boiling Point or whatever dumb shows they have on MTV. Canada, they actually, Electric Playground is on MTV Canada, and so maybe that's one of the reasons I say that. But, you know, as far as video games go, you know, there is crap out there. There's definitely... I mean, I've played one too many bad games in my life, but there's also so much quality entertainment in video games. I mean, the thing is, it's easy to say MTV sucks or reality television sucks. Even saying reality television sucks is probably too broad of a statement, but I can definitely say with full confidence that the real world sucks, because I've been on it, I've seen it, I know it sucks. You know what I mean? But, like, with video games, you can't just say video games suck, because there's so many.
Well, I think I can speak for all of us when I say you're preaching to the choir. But yeah. I'd like to talk to you about Electric Playground. Now, what is your key role on the show? I know we've seen a lot of you. You do a lot of interviews. Do you do anything to decide the content of the show, or exactly what do you do?
Do I do anything to what?
For the show. Do you add content? Like, hey, we should talk about this, or are you just mainly an interviewer?
Are you talking about the real world or Electric
Playground? Sorry.
Yeah, do you have any say in the content that's
yes.
put on the show? Because you seem to obviously be vocal about the sort of things that you want to see and the things that you like. So,
well, the problem with me is, and Vic and Tommy, Vic knew this the minute he hired me. I told him, you know, if I definitely have an opinion about a game, I'm going to have a real hard time interviewing about it. And that's not to say that I can't do an interview about it, but, like, sometimes, and people have told me, I've had criticism that my sarcasm shines brightly through some of the interviews I do. Just because if it looks like a bad game, I feel bad, you know, sitting there and making it look shiny so that people run out and buy it, and then I know it's crap, you know? And I'm not on Judgment Day. I don't know if you're familiar with that game, that show on G4, but...
Tommy does that one, right?
Yeah, Tommy and Vic do that, where they actually review the games, they judge the games, they can say what they think. But Electric Playground, we're more of a, you know, let's talk to developers, let's talk to the artists and the producers, and let's just kind of give you an overview of the game. And it's supposed to be relatively unbiased. And so I don't really have a ton of input on what goes on the show, because Vic, who's the producer, really tries to make it, you know, look... That's fine, go ahead. Sorry, people keep coming in and talking to me. Vic and Tommy try and make it... Well, it's mostly Vic tries to make it very... You know, even keeled, not totally biased, kind of give an overview. Mom, I don't care. That's fine. I'm home visiting my family. And
oh,
you
I love that.
I'm the oldest of five, and it's absolutely impossible to find a room with a lock. You know what I mean?
Now, you're just talking about being unbiased on G4, or at least on the show that you do. And I think that that's one of the things that brings a lot of complaints from people like myself who want to watch these shows. And I'm going to have to continue this point when we get back from the break. This is a point I really want to get into, and I'm glad you're being so candid, because I can actually ask you about it. So we're going to be right back.
Unpause your game. Play it for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you.
Exactly. Hard-hitting questions when we come back on Chatterbox Video Game Radio.
Where else are you going to find a Master of Science program in technology that creates thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology? Where else are you going to discover a graduate degree in technology that is customized to meet your objectives? Where else in the Valley, on campus or online, can you study at the only private university that gives you the opportunity to focus in specialized areas like network security, artificial life programming, and game studies, as well as technology management? Where else? Where else but the University of Advancing Technology? UAT's graduate technology program is accelerated. It combines business with technology. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in high-tech fields. Feed your brain, lead, manage. You won't find this innovative environment anywhere else. UAT, the select private university where you'll be fully immersed in technology. The experience is unrivaled. Click uat.edu. That's uat.edu.
Good evening, everybody. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio, and we're back once again. We have Julie Stoffer with us from Electric Playground, and formerly of MTV's The Real World and all their reality shows, which apparently she loves a lot. So we're very proud to have her on the show. Now, one thing we were just saying, Julie, you were talking about how Electric Playground needs to, or at least Vic wants to stay unbiased with it, and in my mind that sort of triggers the word bland. And that's one of the complaints that a lot of people have about the shows on television today, which, you know, pretty much means the stuff on G4, that things get, they don't have a lot of content. It's like, okay, we're going to show some video, we're going to show some whatever, but there's not a lot that people actually hear there that they can't find anywhere else, which is one thing I like about this show. And do you think that Electric Playground in any way sort of separates itself from the pack, or do you think that it doesn't and wish that you could delve into deeper topics sometimes?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. I would have to disagree with you, and the reason I disagree with you is because, when you're trying to present, for you know, if you're looking for a really controversial, like, drama-filled kind of program, you go and you watch soap. You go and you watch, you know, if you're a video game addict, you watch Judgment Day, because that's what that kind of a show is about. If you're looking for just kind of like an overview of what's out there and you don't want to be steered one way or another, I think our show is a perfect show for that kind of a person. You know, it's kind of like the news of video games, and we're telling you what's new, what's hot. And yeah, we're not even gonna bother reviewing a game that totally sucks. But if it's a game that, you know, we have a very vast audience, and if it's something that someone out there is gonna enjoy, we want to present it, and we don't want to present it in a derogatory way. You know, that being said, if I'm interviewing reviewing a game that I just, you know, I just can't do this interview, I'll even tell Vic, you know, I just really can't back this game up at all. You know what I mean?
I love that.
For the most part. We're not gonna get, you know, the really bad games are the ones that go on Judgment Day, and then Vic and Tommy can tear them apart. But like, I appreciate the fact that Electric Playground does present kind of an unbiased view, and you know, let you guys make a decision for yourselves. Because you know, we're not out there saying, oh, this game is gonna be most amazing, you have to go buy it. And we're also not saying this thing sucks total ass. You know, we're saying you're smart, you're a big boy, make your own decision.
All right, so
yeah, I like that, and I think that if that's bland television, you know, I guess what I would have to disagree, because I don't need all the drama, and frankly, I don't like watching Tommy always tear everything apart, or you know what I mean.
You know what?
I make my own decision.
I think I'm wrong to pinpoint EP. I'm sort of thinking collectively when I, like, if I'm on the forums and I mention our show, and granted, we don't have a huge following of fans. You know, we don't people aren't listening to us by the millions. But there are some who say, you know, it's really good to see something that's different, not like all the rest. And so what I mean is, like, sort of collectively, there's this feeling that everything, there's a place for the style of Electronic Playground to be the non-biased and show-off stuff, because, I mean, that's necessary. I think my worry is that everything we see is that way. And that's one of the reasons I like doing my show, where I get to, you know, sort of be a little, not more honest, but I get the chance to say what I do think. And, like, is that the sort of thing that you would love to get out and do?
That's the difference between radio and television. It's like, you can't have people just jumping onto the show giving their opinions, whereas you can have callers come in, you can have debates, and you can and do it more like that. You know, and G4 has shows that are like that. In fact, well, I wouldn't really say Attack of the Show is like that, but there are shows on G4 I've seen that are more like, sit down and let's just hack this thing, let's say what we think, let's, you know, kind of make it that way. But our show has a little more flesh. Electric Playground's not just to sit down and talk. You know, we go out there, we talk to the people actually making the game. We edit it together in a way that I would absolutely say it's not boring. Like, it's one of the few shows on G4 that I can watch all the way through, I'll be honest.
No, it does have production values. I'll hand that to you.
Well, one thing, being that you can't really be biased on, you know, the show Let's Do It on the Radio, now, you're a female gamer, so I can only assume that you have a strong opinion regarding, you know, the portrayal of women in games. Well, what do you think? Or what would be right?
You want to talk about God of War, don't you? You want to talk about God of War?
No, I didn't say that.
No.
If you want to talk about it, go for it.
Nate's trying to save my ass when it sounds like I offended you when you're doing us a favor by being on the show, so he's trying to switch topics.
No, you know, I mean, it's totally cool, because I know that you guys are cool guys, so I'm not, like, offended. And contrary to what most people think, I actually don't get all hot and bothered about, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, but I think beating up hookers to get your money back is hilarious. It's funny.
As do we.
You know, I mean, that's just funny. Now, I do think that sometimes they take it too far. Like, I think God of War is a very creative idea, but I think that maybe that's taken a little bit farther than I'm comfortable with, but I'm also maybe not the demographic that they're going for. They're not really expecting, you know, 20-25-year-old girls to pick up this game and go crazy with it the way that they're expecting men to. So it's like, it's hard for me to be too biased. I think that anything that's completely degrading to women and not being comical, you know, like the Leisure Suit Larry's, actually, I'm taking that back. Leisure Suit Larry's, Playboy Mansion, these kind of games are just disgusting. Because
now wait, I have the feeling you have not played Leisure Suit Larry if you're saying that.
It's ridiculous. I've played 2 minutes of the game and I will never pick it up again. Because it's like, you can be comical, you know, beating up hoes. That's funny. I mean, it's disgusting, but it's funny. But like, when you're taking it to a whole new level of like Hef having sex with Playboy bunnies on a couch, I don't know. You know, it's like, it's a different level.
Well, now, the Playboy Mansion is one thing, but I have to tell you from personal experience, because I really enjoyed Leisure Suit Larry. Right. And I'm, you know, I'm no more of a perv than any other guy. I'm just the same incredible perv that everyone is. But Leash Shoe Larry is actually really, really funny. And I think if you enjoy the beating up of prostitutes in Grand Theft Auto and you can appreciate the humor there, that it's much less bad and evil than GTA, and
yeah,
you appreciate some of the humor in it.
Now, when you say Leisure Suit Larry, are you talking about the Sierra titles or this latest one, which I heard was very bad?
Well, you know what bothers me more than even just, like, okay, yeah, it's funny and we see what's going on, but sometimes just, like, the graphic images bother me more than actually what's going on. Like, in GTA, the hoes that you're beating up are not as graphic-looking as some of the characters in some of the other games, if you know what I'm saying.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't need naked women in these games. And that's just that. And everyone has their own personal line. And I don't think you're a perv. Perv. Just kidding. But, like, I think that my own personal line is, like,
twice this week you've been called a perv.
When they have, like, triple D breasts and they're just, like, basically uncovered. You know what I mean? I think you could get your comedy across without that.
I understand.
That's how I feel.
I should take a moment to point out.
Pornography. It's like digital pornography. And you know what it does is it... I think it kind of does a disservice to girls in games because, like, my husband, for example, is a big gamer. And so I don't feel real comfortable if he's playing, like, you know, beach volleyball and I'm like, oh, man, does he think I'm supposed to look like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I should take a minute to point out.
It goes the same way with guys.
I just wanted to... defend Al Lowe and the Leisure Suit Larry creator. All the ones on the PC that I was aware of, they really didn't show any of that stuff. It was only now these days, since BMX XXX sort of broke the mold. Now they have nudity, like in the one for Xbox and PS2. So your point is defended there. But the previous games were very, like, I can't say they were elegant or classy in how they managed it, but they were definitely more humorous and they didn't show, you know, the nudity and the gratuitous sex and stuff. And so maybe if you ever get a hold of those, you should give them a chance just because they're funny. But let's move on.
Maybe I will.
We can move on. There's so many other controversial themes.
Yay, controversy! That's what Chatterbox is all about.
Not really. We do a good job of completely avoiding it sometimes.
Well, we don't disagree with each other, so there's no controversy.
And then the one guy that says, you know what, these guys are talking together. Yeah, I'll just say, I'll take the different point of view, just gets butchered on air.
Now, here's one thing before we go to break again. I guess maybe I should take... We have a caller here waiting to ask a question. Maybe I'll just jump into that.
Weren't we saying we were going to take this call?
Yeah, we did promise we would. Let's take that, Andrew. All right, this is Jonathan?
Yep.
All right, I'm sorry it took so long to get you on the air. What question do you have?
I was just wondering, because Tommy and Vic do these things called Buried Treasure where they talk about their favorite games that never got as much play as they deserved. I was wondering if Julie has her own, like, personal favorite games that never got very popular.
Julie?
John, that is a good question. You know, actually, one of the games that I'm playing right now, on my GameCube, I just picked up Beyond Good and Evil. I don't know if you guys have played
very,
that one, but it actually...
Very good game.
With a positive female role model, I might add.
You know, great game, great... I mean, even from the time it came out, I think it was really, really good graphics, really good story, and it didn't do well. It didn't sell well, so I guess, you know what else? I just found out that Majesco is coming out with a sequel. Now, you guys, Blast from the Past, see if you remember this one. The Old Boy and His Blob.
Oh, yeah.
On the NES a long time ago. Do you remember this game?
Had to buy those jelly beans, turn them into a bubble, and a jackhammer.
The cola bubble. Yeah, dude, Starberry Bridge. This is a game from my youth, right? I'm at E3 this year, and the Majesco booth, and there's this little BS. With Boy and His Blob Part 2, I'm like, no way, this is the greatest. But yeah, that's another one that I, a little blast in the past. What else do I like? I don't know, I mean, I like Snowboard Kids 2. I don't know if that was a real popular one.
That was definitely not very popular.
Yeah.
But I do remember it, N64. I don't remember who made it, though. But wow.
Those are just some, like, games that I really like that...
How much time
really
do you actually spend playing games?
Oh, too much. It's not too much. I'm in the industry now, right? But I spend a lot of time. It doesn't help that my husband likes to play. So between the two of us, our butts are getting bigger and bigger. But we do other things. We get out and have hobbies other than gaming.
I'm to the point where I feel like I don't play enough games. I seem to be, like, too busy. So all I can do is talk about them. But then I'm a big poser. I don't play enough games. Like, I can tell you, I need to play God of War. It's supposed to be a great game. It was a great game at E3 a couple years ago when we saw it. It did really well when it came out. It's completely topical with current events, and lo and behold, haven't touched it. Totally
well,
should.
I hope Vic is not listening to this, because Vic loves the game.
No, but it's supposed to be great. I really want to play it.
I think it's a little overrated. I don't know if I should have said that, but we'll just see. You should play it, and then we'll talk again.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Can you stay on the air for a little bit more, or do you need to get off for anything?
Oh, that's cool.
All right, so we'll keep Julie on for an extra segment. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after these messages.
Hackers. They're everywhere, and I'm not talking about the kind trying to infect your company's website. No, you're under attack from the competition, stifling your research, preventing your career change, stopping you from having your own business or advancing your career. Make the University of Advancing Technology's graduate degree in technology your first line of defense in the fight against life's hackers. The Master of Science in Technology from UAT is unlike any other program around. Focus in customized areas like network security, artificial life programming, game studies, technology management, and e-commerce. UAT's program is accelerated. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in the high-tech field. It's really about creating thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology. Learn, experience, innovate at the only local private university totally immersed in technology. Click uat.edu. UAT.edu.
Once again, we're back. We only have a few minutes left before the end of the show, but we've still got Julie with us. Say hi.
Hello.
Excellent. Now, we have another caller. You said this is Victor? Andrew? This is Vic?
Yes, it is. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, you're coming in great.
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone.
Oh,
I'm
no,
just about
Vic,
to get
did
in
you hear me
I just
slamming?
Wanted to call and say I've been listening. Julie, you rock, and it's a good show, guys. It's,
well,
very
thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, if you ever need someone for G4, you just give me a call. I'm available any time of the day.
Well, I heard you have a face for radio.
Well, you can
hey,
see
wait, Vic. Hey, Vic, did you hear me slamming God of War?
I'm going to lose you guys. I'm in an elevator. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can. You're good.
Okay. I'm going to try to keep this call. I'm going down, though. Julie, you
hey,
said
Vic.
You didn't like God of War.
Did
that?
You hear me slamming God of War, Vic?
I did.
Are you mad?
No, but you got to play it.
You're totally fired.
I know, right? I even said it, Vic. I was like, I hope Vic isn't listening, but...
Yeah, and for the record, Vic, I got to tell you, you can go onto the forums at chatterboxgameshow.com, and my avatar is my real face. Now... It's a funny picture, but really, you'll see. I'm also made for the stage.
Now, I was amazed. I totally thought it was Photoshop something, but it's...
That's
it's,
all me,
it's
baby.
It's scary.
That's all me. Anyway, Vic, do you have any input on what we've been talking about? Anything you wanted to touch on?
I just want to just chime in and just say that I'm incredibly proud of Julie Stopher. I think she's an amazing person, and... A very, very fun person to work with, and always comes to the show with a ton of cool ideas and great energy. And we started co-hosting EP on set for the first time in the last season, and I had a great time with her. You know, it was just really, really fun, and I think she's doing a phenomenal job.
I think so as well. Nate and I got to TiVo an episode that aired, I think, last week. I know it was a repeat because it had a lot of old content, but it was...
It just happened to be all about Julie.
Yeah, it was Julie's 100th. And
oh,
so
cool.
We got to see a bunch of clips of Julie and sort of get ready for the show today. And
that was a big landmark. And man, was I proud! I can't believe how long we've been on the air, guys. It's been an unbelievable privilege to be in this business this long. And you know, I mean, the whole thing about Electric Playground is we wanted to bring the cameras to the developers and show the world how games were made and who was making them. And I built this show because I wanted to know who these people were, and I wasn't seeing them on TV at all, you know?
All right, so now let me ask you, how does Julie interviewing Anna Nicole Smith and asking a question about her nipples fit into that?
Well, those are the kinds of moments that people remember, and it's the same with our special effects and stuff.
That
even
is true.
If, even if they're cheesy, people remember them, you know? And I realized a long time ago that, you know, it can't all be meat and information and, you know, just straight-up interviews 24/7. You've got to spice it up with some cool-looking visuals and some interesting comments and celebrities every once in a while.
Not
and,
bland.
You know, you have a show that lasts for...
I totally blew my chances with that bland comment. Oh.
Can I just tell you, I mean, the fact that you're saying, oh, we don't have any listeners, and then Victor Lucas calls your show, okay? I'm like, I was a little bit starstruck, and this is my boss. Like, I see this guy all the time, and I'm like, oh, Vic is listening to me on the radio? Oh, my God.
I said I'd be there. I'm here.
Now, I just want to point out that I never said the show was bland. I think it's awesome.
Nate will have his resume submitted.
If you need, like,
tomorrow.
A production assistant or something, you know, anything, just drop me a line.
Hey, I mean, you know what's funny is when we started this thing, we were the only ones out there, and now we're being looped in with a lot of other programming, and it's cool. I mean, honestly, I have to say that video game television, I mean, we've kind of been there for a long time, and we've been sort of learning lessons along the way, but I think what's great about it right now is that there is a lot of people trying different things, and not everything's working, but we've finally reached a point where it's ubiquitous and it's going to be here. You know, it's not going away, and we're going to be covering video games in a lot more interesting ways over the next decade.
You're absolutely right. Cool. You know, one of the things I was about to say is that it's, even though a lot of people have varying opinions on all video game programming and G4 and everything, that it's important that it's there just to show people that it's something that's in the mainstream. It's an important part of today's culture and people's a big hobby for a lot of people in the country and around the world. And so G4 and just its presence means a lot to, I think, the industry and to everyone to know that it exists and it's going to stick around, just like you said.
Absolutely. I've been saying that since G4 was first announced. I noticed a lot of jaded people, especially in the journalism side of video games, were just thinking that a television program or a television network around games couldn't exist. And I was saying, look, if a network around video games, a $15 billion, $20 billion a year industry can't survive, then, you know, your job is in jeopardy, because that's a huge industry and there's a lot of people playing. And if a television network can't survive to promote it and cover it, then there's problems, you know? But obviously it can.
I tell people I do a radio show about video games, and they're like, what? How do you do a show about video games with no video?
Yeah.
I don't get it. So, yeah, anyway, I want to thank you very much, Vic, for coming on. Julie, did you want to say anything to Vic while he's still on?
Well, you know, I'll just expand on what he was saying. I really think that G4 is an important presence in video games, and I really also think that flattery is, you know, the best compliment. The best flattery comes from imitation, and there are a lot of shows. You know, Electric Playground was the first show out there to do what it does, and there's been other shows that have kind of come along. You know, and the fact that there's similarities, I really think that's flattering, and that really shows what you've done, Vic, for the industry and just for, you know, creating something that now has become bigger than even what you thought it would probably be. So.
Well, thank you. And you know what? EP's been here because of the people that are a part of it. And, you know, it was an idea that I had, but it really came to life with the collaboration of all these different talented people on it. And, you know, that's why people watch it and care about it. It's you know, it's really been amazing.
All right.
And
well,
thank you.
That's great.
Thanks a lot for calling in.
I want to be a total whore right now. And if Chatterbox just happened to get mentioned on Electric Playground, I'm not saying you should do it, but if it just happened to slip in during a segment, like, hey, you should listen to this radio show.
I got to tell you guys, how cool is it that Vic just called in? Like, I'm seriously tripping out right now. I'm like, oh my gosh, he was listening. Listening to this interview.
I'm just amazed we got a caller, because we know a lot.
It's unbelievable. I love Judgment Day, so I'm all
excited.
You guys
set it up. I go, no one listens to it, and obviously people are listening, so.
Yeah, our listenership just doubled with Vic.
Keep up the good work, you guys, man. I think radio above video games is a very cool thing, and I really dug your comment about being able to you know, just have it, you know, thoughts just stream and have callers come in with opinions and stuff. I think it's really important. It's good to have this roundtable out there.
It's one of the things
I've... People in North America haven't been talking about video games, and how is this industry going to get better if we don't talk about it? You know?
Well, exactly. One of the things that I love about the media we have is, you know, you guys get to do recorded interviews and things and show people stuff that I can't show them, but one of the things you can do with radio is say, hey, I've got this guest, Julie. She's in the industry. You want to learn how to get in the industry? Give me a call live on the air and talk to her. Or I'm going to interview some guy involved with, you know, the producer of Madden. You can call in and talk to him, where you can't do that in a magazine. You can't do it on a television show just because it's pre-recorded. And so I think we fill a small but necessary niche as well, and I'm very happy that we can all work together to continue, you know, the relevance in the industry. Anyway, thank you very much for calling in, Vic. We really appreciate it, and I know Julie does as well.
Hey, he's the best boss ever. I love that guy.
Thank you for Judgment Day. It saved me a lot of money.
Oh, man, no worries. Thank you. Thanks for watching.
All right.
Julie, we'll see you on Wednesday, right?
All right, cool.
Thanks all a lot, right. Vic.
Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right. So we are coming to the end of our show. Obviously, I want to thank Julie very, very much. I haven't done the obligatory plug. You can see Julie on Electric Playground. You want to fill the rest in there, Julie?
It's on Electric Playground. That's on G4 down here in the States, and then you can see it all over the place in Canada. Just go to electplay.com, and you can find out all the airtime schedules and information about the show. It's a great show, honestly, the best project I've ever worked on. It's a lot of fun, and if you're into games at all, you should already know about it. So,
I know here in Phoenix, G4 aired it, I think, on a Tuesday morning at
11 o'clock.
So you all can check your local listings and all that to find out more about it. Anyway, thank you very, very much, Julie, for listening in. And we will try to have the recording of this show up and available for podcast and download on chatterboxgameshow.com as soon as humanly possible, which probably means like a week or something, depending on my attitude.
Before the next show.
You guys are the first radio interview I've ever done about, you know, video games, so hopefully I didn't embarrass myself too much.
Instead of just, you know, all that real-world stuff. The fact that we got you on air, on audio, saying that you hate MTV, I think is going to resonate in my mind.
You might want to just edit that out if anybody from MTV comes around the office, you know, I mean.
Oh, we're full disclosure. But that's why we love you. Your candor is amazing. Anyway, that's our closing credit music. Thank you so much, Julie. I hope to see you at GDC next year. And
hey, thank you guys. That was fun.
If you ever want to come on again, just give me a call. Thanks a lot. All right, so next week we will have Tom and John from the Behemoth. Well,
Alien Hominid.
Tom, at least John.
At least.
The people who made Alien Hominid. That's going to be a great interview as well. We got to go. We'll be back.
Bye-bye.
Later.